this is the real thing. Fun to be kissed. Fun to exist, to be fooled again. It's that old devil moon having his fling once more, selling me spring once more. I'm in love and love is king. To be fooled, fun to pretend. This little dream won't end.
KBOO Community Radio is a proud co-sponsor of Pan-African Women's Day, Saturday, August 27th at In Other Words Bookstore in Portland. A panel of African women from different organizations will be highlighting the issues impacting African women across the globe and to highlight the necessity for African women to be united and organized on a worldwide basis against imperialism. Edutainment and childcare will be provided. Again, that's Pan-African Women's Day, Saturday, August 27th at 5:30 p.m. at In Other Words Bookstore, 14 North Killingsworth in Portland. More information can be found at kboo.fm on the right side of the homepage under Community Events.
Cascadia. Today is Monday, August 22nd, 2016, and you're listening to KBOO Portland, 90.7 FM on the air, kboo.fm on the web, your community radio. It's that way because, of course, you made it that way, and more and more increasingly across the country, this type of independent media access is becoming a go-to place. It's becoming a destination for people who are fed up with much of the corporatization of even some of the purportedly left-wing publications, or at least more progressive publications and websites. So that said, we have been trying repeatedly and consistently and with a certain degree of increasing frustration to keep up to date with events that have transpired in the Dakotas. As many listeners know, of course, resistance against the Dallas Access Pipeline has been that and a lot more at Sacred Stone Camp. More and more people have been arriving. As of last Thursday, the number stood around 5,000 and counting. That's what I've been trying to find out over the weekend. More and more tribes from all over all over North America have been converging on Sacred Stone Camp. It's become a great deal. It's been, of course, a protest, but it's a lot more than that. And nobody really knows how to quantify it or understand it. I think that it's impossible to do that unless you are, in fact, First Nations. If you're a tribal member, then you get it. And even if you don't, if you're a small child, you come along anyway. Because this is history being made right here. And ironically enough, right in the area of Custer's Last Stand. Don't you? It just couldn't be any better. But tribal members themselves have said that nothing like this has ever happened, with this many different tribes converging, getting together, talking, sharing their stories. Of their accounts of what had been done, the rape and pillaging of their lands, the broken treaties lying scattered on the ground like glass shards left over when your car gets dinged. So this is a lot more than, of course, what people imagined it was going to be. And the Standing Rock Sioux, of course, are central to the events. It's mainly their water that's being affected, and the water permit is one of the last permits that the pipeline, the owners of the pipeline, need to get. At first, it was this was denied to them. They weren't going to get it. So then there was a turnaround a couple of weeks ago, and yes, they would have the permit. This destroys the Standing Rock tribes, the Standing Rock Sioux tribes' way of life, in many ways that are irrevocable. They will never, in fact, be the same again. So that is a bit of an update. No, we now do have a real account. Joy Brown is with us. She is there in the Dakotas. Good morning, Joy.
Good morning.
I'm so happy that you could take the time to get to talk with us. I have been gassing on with my own account. I'm so happy to turn it over to you. I assume media access in and out of the camp, there's still a blackout. Can people call into Sacred Stone?
People can call into Sacred Stone Camp, but we have a very large overflow camp. And some of the local media can get in, but unfortunately, the larger media like CNN and whatnot haven't picked up the story. And so we really encourage people to contact their local media and encourage them to pick up the story of what's going on.
So over the weekend, what happened? Any changes? Have you seen anything that might indicate that this permit would, in fact, be denied?
Well, over the weekend, the camp grew by, it tripled in size. There's about 3,000, maybe 3,500 people camping now. We fully expect 4,000 or 5,000 people in the next day or two. We did do a water action on the Cannonball on the Missouri with canoes and kayaks and boats, continuing to pray for the water.
Yeah, that's where it's real. That's central to this whole thing. Are you a member of the Standing Rock Sioux? Are you yourself?
No, I'm a member of the Cheyenne River Sioux tribe, which is right.
Wow.
Our borders touch one another. So Cheyenne River and Standing Rock borders touch one another.
Yeah.
We are all Lakota, so therefore we're all Ocheti Shakoli.
So tell us more about why this final permit, the water permit, what would that do to your way of life?
Well, it would ruin it. I mean, the intake for Standing Rock is only less than a half a mile for the entire reservation for the water intake. So Standing Rock their water would be ruined within minutes. Cheyenne River is right next door to Standing Rock. So our water intakes would be affected, as well as a large, vast amount of land, grazing land, farming land, as well as other cities along the route, like Millbridge and Gettysburg and whatnot. So this has the potential of affecting over 60 million people.
And not counting the future generations, taking us up into millions, whose lives would be changed in ways they would probably never be able to understand. But a little more, if you could talk about treaties, I would have. I've asked everyone that I speak to who's there about treaties and about violations of treaties and what recourse that you have into.
Well, the treaty is supreme law of the land according to the United States Constitution. And this particular piece of land falls under the 1851 Fort Laramie Treaty and under Docket 74A. Docket 74B is actually the Black Hills claim. Less well known is Docket 74A, which includes a lot of the Dakota lands that are along the Missouri. It's important to remember that Standing Rock does claim the Cannonball Ranch. There are three railroad claims along that particular ranch where we're at right now. And so, it's kind of like a gray area right now. But it definitely is 1861 treaty territory, and I know that Standing Rock is looking at not only the treaty law, but also Aboriginal rights to the land. I did talk to the CHCL about that.
Could you say that again, please? Just that last bit.
The Aboriginal rights to the land.
That's what we. That's one of the core issues. Here, has this just been dismissed, or the pipeline?
Well, that's really going to be up to the courts to decide what they're going to allow in and what they're not going to allow in. So on the 24th, they start the court proceedings whether or not the action for Standing Rock is going to go through. Cheyenne River Sioux Tribe. It did file for intervener status, so we can now present our own witnesses, which I am also a witness for Cheyenne River. It's important to remember this is not just a Standing Rock issue. This affects all the river tribes, which we are all Ocheche Shakoli. To remember that they had to divide us up to put us on these reservations, but in reality, we are all one tribe. It's going to be up to the court to decide what they're going to allow in and what they're not going to allow in. And I can't speak on any of that. I'm not a legal expert.
Right, yeah. I find it distresses me that this is being decided essentially by a white court that has little or no understanding that land and for river people, the water and the people are inseparable. It's one and the same. And destroying the water is to destroy a people. How much confidence should we have that justice actually will be done? And will it be tribal justice or will it be exclusively white justice?
I don't know. That's up to the courts to decide. I know that as, we're sovereign, dependent nations, and so we have certain recourses that we can apply for. I know that Standing Rock has applied for, as written to the United Nations, and so we're, looking at all avenues. The thing is that the people are speaking, and the people are camping. And the people are growing in numbers. And it's not just Lakota, Dakota, and Nakota that are camped there. You have Comanche and Nez Perce and Anishinaabe and Seneca and Puyallup and Apache and Diné. And you have well over 60 to 70 different tribes that are represented there right now.
Well, 60 or 70 tribes?
Yes, 60 or 70. So you have and growing every day. So this really is Native America coming together and standing up for water and for treaty rights and for the protection of our children and the next seven generations. And it's important to remember too that pipelines, this isn't just about, okay, it might break, you know, 70 years from now. This can break within a year. This isn't just a future generation issue. This is a right now issue. And all you have to do is look at Keystone 1 and Freeman, South Dakota, to see that. And to understand that. Yeah.
Joy, we are out of time. I would like to very much to have you back on the program again very soon. We want to cover this on a daily basis, if possible, because there's...
I'm not sure if I can do daily because the phones are really sporadic.
Yeah, that's what I understand. But you or someone there, take a little bit of time to talk with us. Again, thank you so much. This is a very, very, very significant story. I just want to stress that. And, of course, Standing Rock Company's support. I can't say any more. Take a look at the website. You can find out everything you need to know to support the huge effort that's going on there in the Dakotas. This has been Air Cascadia for Monday, August 22nd, 2016. Natasha engineered for us today. Kathleen Stevenson is the KBO AM News and Public Affairs Director. I'm Chris Andre. Get the facts. Know your rights. Take a stand. Thanks for listening and stay tuned.
KBOO Community Radio is a proud co-sponsor of Produced by Her, a screening of four documentaries that were made in the Produced by Her media program. The screening will be August 28th.